It's here, baby. It's a here, baby. It's officially draft day. Happy draft day to everybody out there. And we got a special finale mock draft right here on the Wayne Breezy Show with a special guest. My boy Mike is in the building. We're going to have some fun with this. Let's get right down to it. I'm not going to waste any of y'all time today.
Whiskey on the rocks and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher.
We so bright.
What's going on, 49er faithful in the building? I got my boy Mike here. Hey, like we were talking backstage, bro. First of all, it's good to have you here. And you got some stuff you want to get off your chest. And I'm like, I could sit here and be Dr. Phil, but I would like to hear it from you in a bit second. But man, it's good to have you here. Shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew out there. This is it. It's officially draft day. The Niners will be on the clock in less than 12 hours, selecting in the first round somewhere. And we're hoping it's 31. They might move up. They may move out. We don't know. I'm curious to see what my boy Mike's going to do today. Shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew out there, man. Mike, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm really excited. Thanks for having me on. I know we tried to collaborate previously, but I'm glad to do this right before the day of the draft, man. So let's go. Get your hats on. Get your gear on.
Yes, sir.
I got mine. You can't really see it, but
yes, sir.
You know, I got my hat in the background. So let's go, man.
Guys,
day, baby. What's up?
I'm going to need you guys to do better than that. Show my brother Mike some love. His birthday is this weekend. It is actually on Sunday. So Mike is going to be able to celebrate after the draft. Full birthday. Y'all show my man some love out there. Happy birthday to my brother Mike. Brother Mike.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, we were talking about Brandon Ayuk. It's tough because This may be the end of Brandon Ayuk. And listen, I don't get attached to players. I know I put out a tweet or an X or whatever you want to call it, said, listen, if he's traded, I'm gonna be in my feelings. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm super attached to players, but I really wanted to see him continue to excel here in this system in which he was birthed in. Like, does that make sense? Like, and so, you know, I get some feedback. Oh, it's just another player, blah, blah, blah. You know, but I know that. I understand it. And I understand the business more than anybody, I think. But at the end of the day, I will be sad if he's gone. But if it happens today, like on draft day, I would probably get over it rather quickly if the 49ers find a way to at least replace the position with great talent.
Someone brought up a scenario, I'm not going to say who, but my friend brought up a scenario that, hey, if we were to trade up rather high, let's just say it's 15 to the Colts, like we were discussing earlier, and we got a generational tackle like the guy from Washington. I can't pronounce
Troy Folotano, baby.
Him. I know Brad Graham rants and raves about him. If we got him, I would be okay with that. That would, I mean, the one thing that we've been lacking is a superior offensive line. And regardless of what you think about, you know, Colton McKivitz or John Feliciano or that whole right side, Kyle's key this year is continuity. You know what I mean? So if you can get a generational talent like that kid from Washington and plug him in there first day and have like dueling Trent Williams types on Purdy's gonna have a field day. But like you said, you do have to replace Ayuk in the wide receiver group. So that would definitely be a hit to the offense. But you know, I don't know, man. Getting a generational talent like that kid from Washington would be pretty exciting, not gonna lie.
Can I be honest when it comes to the 49ers drafting offensive lineman? I feel like they hit more on receivers than they do linemen. But look, you know, the last time the 49ers drafted an offensive lineman in the first round was Mike McGlinchey.
Mm.
And it was a player I swear wasn't on any I wasn't doing scouting and all the stuff I'm doing now. So he wasn't on anybody's radar, and it threw me for a loop. I think that's why I got heavily involved into understanding and knowing all the players that are entering the draft. Jatway, if I hear a player's name, I'll be like, okay, at least I heard the name. Right. The year we drafted Mike McGlinchey, and there were other players available, and I'm not saying the 49ers draft players that fit specifically to the what they're trying to do on the offensive side, on the defensive side. They're not drafting, you know, whatever. But that was then. I'm not saying that they didn't learn from their mistake. I just have a feeling Troy Folatano, if he's sitting there for the San Francisco 49ers, and they'll draft Blake Fisher, which he's not a bad prospect, but he's not Troy Folatano. Mm-hmm. Like, but I just feel like that's what the Niners would do. Like, they would do that, and I would be upset. I think that would be good for the views. We would get mad likes, because my reaction would be really upset if Troy Folatano was sitting there and they reach and get a guy like even Roger Rosengarten. Like, I would be upset.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And the sad part is we, you know, I have draft guides. I got the Beast from Dan Brugler.
Love the Beast.
I love the Beast. And so you know all the names. You know the 75th tackle that'll be available in undrafted free agents. Right. You know the name.
Right.
So you have all these names in your head as a fan, and you're like, you grab your draft guide, and you're like, what? He's from where? Man, I had five other dudes on my list that I was gonna take that you didn't take, and like you said, Mike McGlinchey, and then you know all these other random people that you have to go deep into your draft guides for, and you're right. But see, here's the problem: all of these draft experts that have these big boards and all this stuff. The only big board that matters is the Niners big board, and that's the sad part about this.
We mock and we toy with it and we trade.
But the only big board that really matters is theirs. And the fact that we can't see it makes it even harder, because then when that pick does come and it's somebody, you're like, wait, bro, I had him on the third. I had him a third round grade. We should have took this guy tomorrow.
Right, right.
And you're upset. And then you're like, you know what? Hey, if that's who they had, that's who they had. And then you spend hours on your pods discussing why you hated the pick, or you thought it was too early or too late, or you didn't want him to ever exist on the Niners in the first place. So, yeah.
I'm expecting the 49ers to let me down at some point in this draft to where because a lot of – remember last year they drafted Jake Mooney in the third. And the fan base was like, what the fuck?
The first pick was a kicker.
Right. They were like, what? And so I get it. Trust me, I get it. And I'm excited today from the anticipation to see what curveball they throw at us this year. It's got to be a curveball. It's 10 picks. It's got to be a curveball. They could do some trading. PG said, I would be pissed like when we took Banks instead of her draft crush. I didn't think that the 49ers were going to take Aaron Banks or a guard in the second. If a guard, I didn't think Aaron Banks even fit what the Niners were doing. But, hey, he will be, since last year on his contract as well, I'm hoping he has a Pro Bowl year so he could price himself out. That's why I say, listen to what John Lynch said. Mm-hmm. And that presser earlier this week, he specifically said, they asked him about tackles. He said, we're looking to get the best offensive linemen. And so look for those Jordan Morgans, the Troy Folatanos, the Talese Fuagas, the guys that play tackle, but they could play guard. They could kick them in. That's what they did. Try to do with Spencer Burford. They have the athleticism to play guard. Look for those guys. I love J.C. Latham. I don't think he has the athleticism to kick in. He would be a solid right tackle. But you know, the Niners be looking for those guys that can play from tackle to guard and make that transition super easy. It's gonna be interesting. Let's get this mock draft pulled up. Yo, Brandon Ayuk, if he does get traded on today, it's probably going to be the two teams, the Jaguars or the Colts. I'm standing by the Jags or the Colts. Those would be the two teams. The reason why I picked the Jags is because Trent Baalke is dumb, and he would give the Niners whatever they're asking for.
Right.
But as far as Ballard over there in Indianapolis, they have a rapport. Him and John has a rapport. We gave him DeForest Buckner. You know what I'm saying? So there's a rapport there. I'm curious to see what goes down. What are your thoughts on that before we tap into this, this Mocky?
I'm glad you didn't say the Steelers, because if he goes to the Steelers, I got about 45 Steeler fans ready to run me off the site, because I've been telling them for weeks now that they can't have Ayuk, and I've been defending his honor and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I was looking for trade partners somewhere between 12 and 20, and those are two of the ones that fall in that category, Jags. I think Jags are 17. I know the Colts are at 15. I just looked them up earlier.
Colts are at 15, correct. Yep.
15, like I said, 15 could be a prime spot to get that kid from Washington. I don't want to butcher his name.
It can, Troy. I think the pronunciation, because listen, they'll let me know if I'm saying it wrong. Yesterday was funny. I did a show, and I've been calling my man Rook from Clemson. He's like my one of my favorite defensive tackles.
Oh, I love that kid. Yeah.
I've been saying his name phonetically, like or horror, horror, right? And so finally, my boy Collie was like, I just want them to draft him so Wayne could butcher his name. And I'm like, am I not saying it right? This whole time, I've been saying it for 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, I didn't know that the H's were silent. I had to look up a video of him being interviewed, and he was like, the H's are silent. But he doesn't get mad. And he was at the Senior Bowl, and I messed it up then, and he didn't correct me.
I'm sure he's used to it, and he's probably sick and tired of correcting everybody. So he's like, you can call me Row, 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 your boat is all I care. Just don't call me.
I didn't know it was a Row, Row. I didn't know. You could have easily said
I've heard
that.
All kinds of crazy pronunciations, but I love that kid. If you haven't looked, if you haven't watched any tape on that kid, I can look. Tasmanian devil, man.
That, there it is. And see, like, I know my favorite defensive tackle is Johnny Newton, but if he's gone and you're looking to get a defensive tackle, I wouldn't be mad if they draft my boy Rook, because Rook is the, like, inside, outside, outside, inside, crazy motor, like spin moves, double dips, jump flips. He's just an acrobat at defensive tackle. Like, that to me is what the Niners could use in their pass rush. He would start as a rotational guy probably year one, and then finally take over for like a Hargrave or something year two. I would love that pick. All right, man, let's get to this, man, because we're gonna look into some of these picks. Let me get this off of here so we can have some fun. This was a mock draft that I did a little earlier just to see what was going on. I'm gonna put it on a little bit slower than normal. Do you want to teeter with the Brandon Ayuk to the Colts, or you want to go straight?
Let's just go straight without the Ayuk trade.
Let's go straight without the Ayuk trade. Let's do it, baby.
Let's do that.
All right, so you're going to have 10 minutes to make that first-round selection, so you can talk about who you see fit. We'll go ahead and start the draft. Do you think the Niners are looking to trade up in the first round?
Well, I don't think they're going to do it before the draft starts. I think they're going to watch the players fall.
Watch the board.
It's going to be one of those drafts. You watch the board. If you get a lot of quarterbacks going early, which I anticipate, and you get a lot of wide receivers going early, which I also anticipate. I don't necessarily know that 10 guys make the roster, even as backups.
Good point.
I've been wrong before about that, but I don't necessarily know that 10 guys make the roster. So if they do want to trade up, I feel like the first round is the round to trade up. And if it's a guy that you know can start immediately, This is an all-star laden team. This team is loaded. This team does not have many holes outside of maybe a future corner, because both of our starting corners are on the last year of their deal. A right tackle, obviously, to replace McGlinchey, which is more of a fan thing than a Kyle thing as of today. But yeah, I could see them moving up. I think once you get to around that sweet spot that I was saying, around 12-ish, 12, 13, 14, if the guys around that area start falling to their favor and a guy they really like is still there around 14, 15, 16, I could see the Niners hopping up and maybe trading some future picks. I'm going to leave Ayuk out of it for now just for the sake of arguing.
Maybe a
future first, maybe next year's first or second, and hop up into that teen area and go get the guy you identified. Maybe not the guy I want, maybe not the guy that you want, but the guy that you identified that can come in and start immediately. In my opinion, before we do make this pick, the one thing that the Niners need to do is elevate. It might sound crazy, but they need to elevate the offense. And what I mean by that isn't necessarily points per game, because they're already there. They're top, what were they, top three in points per game? They need to be more dynamic in areas that they haven't been, like getting a second tight end that can be dynamic in the pass game, getting a third or a fourth wide receiver, not necessarily replace Juwan Jennings this year, but get a guy who can pop the top off like how Danny Gray might have or should have or how fans wanted him to. Get a guy who's just, you know, causes some chaos. You get him the ball on a bubble screen and he takes it, to the house like Debo would. So, in my opinion, the only real evolution in this offense is another dynamic tight end and that fourth receiver that just gives people fits.
I very well said. I do see Brock Bowers. He went to the Falcons. So the Falcons took him in this mock. I mean, him and Kyle Pitts on the same offense. Jesus. And they got a quarterback now,
and
right?
They got Kirk Cousins. And they got Drake London and they got Robinson.
Yeah, that would be that. And you talked about having that dynamic offense or extra piece on the offense. I think that would be a phenomenal way to go. Do you address it in the first round if you see there's guys in the second round? And remember, the Niners don't draft to the end of the second round, and those top guys may be gone, like your second round guys, like your Xavier Leggetts and those type of players, the Malachi Corleys, the Ladd McConkleys, like those guys are going to be probably long gone by 63. So I think they can come in year one and add to the offense with a different element from those guys. But like you said, man, we're looking at the board. We got about 6 minutes left to make the selection. I see Adonai Mitchell there. You were talking about these guys, these wide receivers. Troy Franklin is available out of Oregon. I like his game. I like his games, just strictly an outside guy. But Adonai Mitchell is going to win those deep fade routes in the end zone. Like, my comp to him is like a CeeDee Lamb-ish type of wide receiver. If he could put on a little, he's going to put on more muscle, obviously, a little bit more weight. But he's got the speed, man. He's a 4.2, what, a 4.2 guy? Like 4.3, if that.
4.3, yeah.
You talked about top speed. But he would be a top speed and a better prospect, in my opinion, than what Danny Gray is right away. So now you're adding a different element, an element that Kyle Shanahan probably tried to use with Gray. Now, the question is, will Kyle Shanahan draft a receiver that may not be great in blocking? And may not, because if that's the case, he already has that on the roster. So that means that Adonai would be somewhere in that doghouse at some point. Until he accepts the role that no block, no rock. Like, I'm just curious to know how you feel about drafting those receivers early.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because I brought up Xavier Worthy yesterday, and I said he's about 167 pounds. Some of them have him listed as high as 175. I know Tank Dell. Everybody brings up Tank Dell and how great he was with Houston, but Houston doesn't run the same offense as the Niners do. Even though Slowick is over there, it's not the same.
Yes, it is. That's why his ass got hurt, Mike. Listen, Slowick had him on the goal line blocking down.
Right. I was about to bring that up. He got hurt on a running play, and he got folded up like Trey Lance, and they broke his leg and all of that.
He got folded up like a lawn chair.
Like you just brought up, is a guy like that worth taking if he's not a outstanding blocker? Even ask Ayuk. Look at Ayuk's first 2 years. He was in the doghouse because he didn't block. And finally,
good point.
Those two, him and Kyle, hashed it out. He figured it out in practice, and then he exploded. So
that's a great point. That's a great point. And I brought that up too because I didn't get a chance to watch Xavier Worthy play like in living color, like live. I got to watch Tank Dell. Tank Dell was the best wide receiver at the Senior Bowl. He won outside every single day. You couldn't beat him. He can get open. He was running outside routes. You can line him up inside. Like, He was that dude. He was the best wide receiver, in my opinion, at the Senior Bowl that whole entire week long. And he proved it because he came into the NFL and proved it. The only issue with him was size, injuries. So size does matter at the wide receiver position.
In San Francisco, it does. Because remember when Kyle first got here, he had guys like Trent Taylor. He had guys like Dante Pettis.
Couldn't stay healthy, remember? Ooh.
Right. And then he realized it wasn't working. And then what did he do? He started getting guys like Kendrick Bourne. And then he got Deebo.
More durable guys.
He got thicker wide receivers that can handle the punch and handle the pounding of the running game. So now you're asking me, are we going to draft a guy who on tape in a different offense is very explosive, but is he going to be able to see the field? Because Kyle don't play that shit, bro.
Nah.
You can't just be dynamic on this team. You got to be an all-around, to your point earlier about tackles who can also play guard. You can't be a one-trick pony on this team. You got to be versatile because you got to be able to slide in if someone gets hurt or move around if someone gets hurt, and the team cannot stop. So Mitchell staring me in the face at this.
I see him.
Staring me in the face, but you know what? Niner fans aren't going to like this, but Newton – I love me some Johnny Newton, man.
I don't know why. If they've been watching this show, they should be in love with him. I the only reason why he's even available is because of this Jones fracture injury. And yeah. Fuck it. We got plenty of defensive tackles till he can get healthy. He will be the best. Continue. I didn't mean to cut you off, but continue on Johnny Newton.
No, please add their insight as you feel the need. I'm a late Johnny Newton subscriber, but I was watching some tape on him and looked him up when The Beast came out. And, man, if this is what's staring me in the face, Mitchell or Newton, I'm sorry, Niner fans. I'm taking Newton. I'm banking on the depth of the wide receiver draft, and I'm going I'll take a wide receiver later. I'm a big Johnny Wilson fan. I like that size.
That's
like
a big deal. What is he? 6'6", 6'6", 6'7"?
240.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a Florida State fan. I watched him play Coleman. Him and Coleman.
Oh, Keon Coleman. Yeah. I like Keon better, but Johnny is tall, man.
Johnny could play tight end, bro.
Can you imagine him in the slot, bro?
Oh, could you imagine him and Jawan Jennings?
That's what I'm saying. Those two big-ass dog wide receivers. That's what I'm saying. With a tight end on the field, too.
You put both of those guys on one side, and then you run a jet sweep behind him with Deebo? Bro,
see, people aren't thinking the way you're thinking, bro. They're not thinking the way you're thinking. That's Kyle Shanahan's type of thinking. He's about creating this illusion and the mismatch, right? Right. So if you draft a guy, I like Johnny Wilson. I know he didn't have a good Senior Bowl week to me compared to the other receivers out there. But I thought his combine was decent. He's not. I think he ran a 4.5 at 6'6", 4.5. I'll take it.
He's kind of a plotty runner. If you watch him, he's like, you know, you can see his feet pick up and pick down, which, you know, is kind of like a reindeer. But at that size, if you're in trouble. And I know people like to say, oh, hey, he's down there somewhere. I mean, at 6'6", Johnny Wilson's going to be down there somewhere. You know what I mean?
So, I do. All right, your pick's got to be in. That time clock is up. Who are you taking at 31?
I'm going to take Newton, man.
Here it is. All right. I like that, man. With the first pick, the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select defensive tackle Jerzon, a.k.a. Johnny Neutron, or Newton, that's what we call him. I got to do it on the regular page, man. I love the pick. People keep asking me, why do I like the pick? Why do I like this particular kid? And it's simple. It's simple. He's like unblockable. This is like, you can't block him. You can't double him. You don't want to leave him alone. He's able to fire the gap, shoot inside. He can get outside of his of the blocking scheme as well. He just has a high ball of energy. There are plays where it looks like he doesn't take plays off, but it does look like he kind of like is I can't explain it. He doesn't take plays off, but there are times he's not giving his full amount of energy because he's like he's saving it up to go hard body on some like a different play. He's very smart at knowing what the offensive line is trying to do to negate him. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, he's very wise in countering that and using that against them. It's almost like judo. You use their weight, or keto. You use their weight against them and boom, 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 boom. So the littlest person can win. He's not super tall, but he's the perfect height. I think he's 6'3", 6'4". Perfect height for a defensive tackle. Dangerous hands and wins in the run game and in the pass rush. That dude is a problem. He's a problem. In my opinion. So now we're in the second round. My clock starts. I only get 7 minutes to make this pick. So I think the Niners would try to move up. The question is, can we try to make a trade real quick? I'm going to try to take one of these Commanders picks, maybe pick 40, which they already traded. So I'm going to try to get this pick, and I'm going to see what it's going to cost. Because I see it's going to cost.
Commanders would be a perfect team to trade with because you got Adam Peters, and Adam Peters is crushed. In my opinion, had a top three. He's had a top three offseason, in my opinion. He's loading that team up. He had a lot of money to spend. I think he had something like $90 million to spend.
Damn.
He spent a lot of it. He's getting a lot of quality players, and he's not giving out any ridiculous contracts that I noticed. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm the Niners and I need just a little piece here and there, I'm going to hit up the guys that I know. I'm going to hit up the GMs that, you know, the Adam Peters of the world, the Trent Baalke's, the Colts guy you said earlier, Ballard. I'm going to hit up the guys that have made deals with me before I go to teams that I haven't dealt with previously. So, yeah, if you can get a 40 and you got a player you like – what are you thinking here, Wayne?
I don't know if this is too rich for my blood, but I am trying to get two players. I'm trying to get three players in the top 100. That's my goal, right? So I'm willing to give up this third rounder, my fourth round pick. I have two more fourth round picks, right? So I'm willing to give up the Dallas pick. The question is, do I got to give up next year's second rounder? I'm looking.
Well, if you're gonna give up number two. That sounds like what are you thinking? It sounds like you're thinking offense. You want a receiver?
I'm thinking we stick with the trenches and then use that 63rd pick and then grab the top receiver like that's available. So I'm going to offer the trade to see if they take it. They denied it. They're not feeling it. So we'll stick with where we at. Stick with where we are.
Let's stick with it and
see what happens. Every time I get into the trade, I always get stuck. All right, so let's resume the draft. See, Max Melton is gone. Sandra still. I'm telling you, we're not going to get, not in this particular draft.
Oh, Xavier Leggett just went to Washington.
He just went to that.
he's the closest thing to Debo that I've seen.
Him or Malachi Corley.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm just trying to see if I can move up. Let's try Jacksonville. On their second pick, let's see if I can move up on Jacksonville. Let's see what I got to do to get that. I still got to give up that next year's second. So a third in the next year's second will definitely get it done. I think this might be worth it. I'm trying to draft 48 and 63. I'll omit 94. That means we're not going to draft in the third round. I wonder if we could swap picks. Yes, I'm all about the swap. All right, so we'll give up our third rounder. We'll give up our third rounder and swap fourth round picks. And we got to give up next year's second. So let's do it. They accepted it. All right, there we go. Now we in the money. All right, so I'm gonna go back to resume the draft, and then we're gonna look at this big board. We're gonna go get us some talent. All right. All right, here we go. So Jordan Morgan is there. I like him as a guard, but he is a tackle. But I like him to come in and play guard. I want to see a Rosengarten with, because this is where you would try to get like a Roger Rosengarten. I know the grade would suck,
right?
But this is where you get him. I don't care about
It says he's 90. I mean, again, I'm just going based on what he's here.
Yeah, he's ranked 99.
But 99 is what, third round?
Yeah, but I think the Niners have him because of his athleticism and his ability to play in the zone scheme, the wide zone, outside zone scheme. He's a fit. Remember I told you like at the beginning of the show, they went for a guy like Mike McGlinchey because he fit what they were doing. And we were like, who the hell is that? Well, at least we know who Roger Rosengarten is. The Niners had a private workout with him. And I think this is where you get that tackle. He doesn't have to start right away. You still got Colt McKivitz out there, right? But you could get him. He can come in. And then one of these guys can – Colt McKivitz, if he does take over. Let's say he's better than Colt McKivitz in practice or whatever. He takes over. Colton reverts back to the swing. And now you've just – what's the word? You reassured your offensive line. If he's able to come out and beat Colt McKivitz, that's how good he is, right? Because no rookie should come out and beat that starter, in my opinion, unless the starter's bad.
Unless you're getting, like you said, a top 15 guy.
Unless you're getting a top 15 guy, correct.
And even if he doesn't beat him out, you at least he could compete with Feliciano or Burford for right guard. So
they said don't take –
people wanted Burford at right tackle. I know people were pining for him to play right tackle too. So, I mean, you can pretty much put that guy wherever you want, and whatever makes, like you said, whatever makes the best top five is what you're running with. So yeah.
So brother Kyle Bob, all them letters, says don't take Roger. You got to give me an explanation on why not to take Roger Rosengarten.
Because I've heard some negative things about him too, and I'm not sure this... if it was just straight hate.
No. What do you got negative on him? Just curious. Because there's negative on all the players, but I want to know what you got, because you can swoo me from this pick, because we got to make this pick.
I don't have anything negative on him.
I'm just curious to know what you heard, is what I'm saying. Because I look at Rosengarten and I say, okay, he's this year's Mike McGlinchey. He's not the best tackle on his team because he's not a left tackle. Usually the left tackles are going to be the best tackle, but 49ers Sports Talk said, I tell you what, when I look at Roger Rosengarten's pressures, Michael Penix wasn't sacked a lot, and guess who protected his blind side? Roger Rosengarten.
Oh, was he a lefty?
Because he's a left-handed quarterback.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So in reality, maybe – well, pretty
he's,
right-handed.
He's athletic. He's athletic. And he's better in the run game.
I don't remember what the knocks were on him. It might have, because I mean, I've heard so many knocks and weakness. You read the strengths, the weaknesses, and the overall. I could be mixing him up with another player, but I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he doesn't. He's not athletic as they.
Well, he does have I think he has the athleticism. When I say year's Mike McGlinchey is more based off of his athleticism. Like, he's probably going to struggle a little bit in the pass game, but all these tackles are now. Like, they're not going to be good. And if I look at, I like Jordan. I do. I do like Jordan Morgan. But if we take him, he's not going to play tackle. So we still need a tackle. You get what I'm saying?
You're going to hop up to 48 and you take a guy who's projected 50 picks later, you better make sure he's the starter.
And you got to make sure he's the guy.
This is about aesthetic, too. If you're going to take a guy who's not great in that area,
there it is. Yeah.
You might want to just stick with the Jordan Morgans. I've heard this idea that he's a guard, but.
Short arms, bro. You know when it comes.
Short arms?
When it comes to full. Yeah, you want to get that full extension. Plus, I watched him get bull rushed a lot, and by stronger guys. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Washington game between them and Washington, you can see my boy. What's the edge from Washington? Braylon Trice. You could see him just get pushed all the way back. But he's a good. He played a good tackle. He played tackle good and well in Arizona. But I'll go ahead and draft him. I'll get him. Jordan Morgan is the pick. There we go. We are on the board.
All right.
Pick in the second round. Look where Rosengarten went. Y'all told me not to reach, and the Philly reached on him. They might have them good tackle.
Yeah.
All right. You get this next second round pick. I'm curious to see where you're going to go here. You have 5 minutes.
So that's a lot of edge. Oh, Christian Haynes. Scroll down a little bit. Nealon, you got Phillips.
I love Nealon. Phillips is like my number two corner in this draft. Rook is still there, but we got Johnny, so I don't think we double up.
Row, row, row your boat is there too.
I see him. Row, row, row your boat.
Oh man, that's tough. I like those edges, but Phillips, we need another corner because our corners are about to be on expiring contracts.
Oh, I like this.
And I need, but I need a running mate. I need a running mate.
You do need. Bosa. You do. So you got the best. All right. So I'm looking at this list.
Okay. So who would you take? This for
my opinion.
My opinion. That edge from Alabama is very enticing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also like Cooper. I'm going to, you know what? Just off the top of my head, just with no feelings involved.
Okay.
I'm going to take Broswell.
That's my immediate pick.
My immediate pick right off the top.
Because you want the edge in this round. Like you want the edge. That's the position you want in this round. Right. You want to hit on that. Later on, trying to get these edges, they're going to be like super one-trick ponies, and they're going to have their faults. But I'm not mad at the Chris Broswell pick. He's definitely
– Would you take him over the kid from Utah above him?
I don't like Jonah Ellis. I wasn't a fan of his film, but I love Marshawn Nealon.
Yeah, Nealon.
That's the motor guy. That's the guy that doesn't take a play off.
He's another guy that I was late to the party, but once I was at the party for him, I was like, well, okay, well, if you can see, that's the problem. Do you go with a guy at 63 and you take him a couple picks? I mean, actually, what are we picking at 63 here?
Yeah, we're picking at 63.
He's exactly 60. You know what?
But so let me ask you this.
So you got Broswell or Nealon?
All right, I got to ask you this question. I see the best linebacker on this board. I see the best guard on this board.
Uh-huh.
I see a top 5 corner Andrew Phillips on this board.
Uh-huh.
I see a top 10 edge rusher on this board in Chris Broswell.
Yep.
I see a top 5 safety on this board.
This is the hardest pick so far.
Yeah, this is the toughest. I see the second best running back. I see a top 5 running back on this board. It's the third round. I know people be like, no. Okay.
Not gonna get me on that one. Sorry.
Okay. You could go back and get Blake Fisher, who's a tackle that might play well. You could double up because you got Jordan Morgan. You kick him into guard, get you a tackle. I see Jermaine Burton on this board. I don't care what people say about him. He is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Benson is on this board. Listen. You make the pick. This is your pick. You got 2 minutes. You got a minute and 50 seconds.
I'm a huge edge guy, and I love pass rush. I'm going to jump out the window and take Nealon.
I'm just gonna give you a high five because
I'm gonna jump out the window and take Nealon here, Phillips is there, yes. But if you can get a running mate with Bosa for the next 5 years at least,
whew.
Those corners, you and me could play corner, we could get to the Super Bowl.
I can at least give you a couple of reps,
right,
man.
Right. I could jam.
Right. I'm jamming at the line of scrimmage. You get past me, that's fine. We got safeties, but
right.
You got to get past me. I'm hitting you with the forearm swag, baby. Like the bam, bam. Like you getting hit with a two-piece right off the top. So you got to be good out your break if you're a wide receiver. But I agree.
Broswell.
And you could kick. Nealon. Yep. Marshawn Nealon is also universal. So when I look at Darius Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshawn Nealon, they're not the same type body type, but they do the same type of things as Eric Armstead did for the 49ers.
Right. Yeah, so I'm passing on the bigger name in Alabama, and I'm going with Marshawn Nealon because the motor, like you said, is undeniable.
It's the motor for me. When I say, I mean, the production isn't high. I mean, he only had 7 sacks, but I don't care about that. I mean, Chris Broswell only had like 10 sacks. So at the end of the day, Marshawn Nealon is good. And if you guys aren't members of my Patreon, please go subscribe. I did a Friday Night Lights special on this kid, and I go more in depth on how great and the things he needs to work on. But you can check him out right there on the Patreon. All right. I love that pick, too, by the way. That's a good pick, man. I got to clap that one up. Damn it. The Panthers got Cooper.
Of course.
Damn, the Chargers got Phillips. Oh, There's no way. Wait a minute. The Lions got they got Jalen Wright. So they're going to have Jalen Wright. They got the rookie from last year. Oh, my God. And we got to play them this year.
Hey, Lions are about to be a – yeah, don't we play the Lions and Green Bay this year?
Oh, damn, bro, Gina.
It's about to be playoffs, right?
All right, we traded our fourth round – one of our fourth round picks, I believe, we swapped. So we're going to be drafting earlier, actually.
Yeah, I think it's 121.
116.
Oh, 116.
All right, so, guys, I see you in the chat. We drafted Jordan Morgan. People keep saying, why does Jerzon Newton keep falling? It's because he didn't work out. It's not really what you saw on film. I think the question mark is going to come to the injury. But the Niners are stacked at defensive tackle. I mean, they traded for one in Malik Collins. They signed another one. You got Javon Hargrave still there. They brought back Kevin Given. So the rotation is there. Whereas you can bring on Johnny Newton. If he's not good to go, you can redshirt him this year. You can put him on the not the pup list, but the NFI. He'll have a year off. So, same, and we still got Khalil Davis here as well. Johnny Newton would be the best next to a Javon Hargrave. And he's probably even better than Javon Hargrave. But Javon has proven it on the National Football League level. All right, I'm on the board, and I'm going tight end here. Because the tight end,
yes, I was about to say, we were just talking about the tight end dynamic. Who do you like better?
It's been Sinnott for me. It's Sinnott, okay. Wiley. That's my 1-2, and they're right there. But I got a couple of buts. Did I start my clock? Hold on. Let me start my clock. We're trying to keep it as close to the real thing. So, Jacob Cowing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bro, I don't know how we pass up on this slot monster, bro. Because I feel like we got two more fourth round picks a little bit later. I mean, two more, and I think we can still grab a good tight end.
Oh, Braylon Allen, he is my.
That's your guy.
That's my dude. Oh, and Sweat is still there.
I see Sweat, bro. If we didn't address the interior first, I would be grabbing Sweat right here. Now he's dropped.
60 pounds of run stopping monster, bro. Get out of here.
I'm torn between Jacob Cowing, Ben Sinnott, Jarrett Wiley. I'm not a fan of Cameron Kitchens and Tyke Smith. Let me tell you about Tyke Smith. They got him listed as a safety because that's what he played. He would be the 49ers nickelback for the next 4 years, like
100%,
hands down. Like they would convert him to nickel. He is hard to get past. Like as far he's good in reacting, he's good in coverage, and the fact that he is a safety, he can drop back playing that box, whatever they need him to do. But they would have their nickelback. There would be no more competition at nickelback if Tyke Smith. So I'm nervous. I don't know. I think we go Jacob. Ben Sinnott though. You said you wanted somebody like.
You also have to remember Kittle's 30.
George Kittle.
You got it.
He's the best blocking tight end and catching tight end you're going to get staring you in the face.
You almost have to draft a tight end here, man.
Ooh, this sucks. You
almost have to, but please.
I know
he's everything you want in a regular slot guy who's going to cause problems and be just quick, fast, and in a hurry to get to the end zone. I get it.
I like what's going on in the chat, man. I don't want them to think I'm not paying them any attention because I am. Yeah. My boy Wilfredo says it's Cowing, Tyke, or Wiley for him. Here, let me just tell you why I love Jarrett Wiley. He's like 6'6", right? And for me, like he's the Travis Kelce in the draft. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he's not gonna block well. It doesn't mean he can't block. He's not going to sustain these blocks. Like that's not what he does. He's looking to catch the ball, good in the red zone. But Ben Sinnott is all around to me. the second best tight end in this draft. It's Brock Bowers, Ben Sinnott, Jatavion Sanders, Jarrett Wiley. Like you know what I'm saying? So
I don't disagree. So I think you already answered your question.
But the question is, do I go for the best tight end? Right. Do I get that best, or do I get, I think, the best slot monster and as wide receiver, or do I get the best safety nickelback that's available? We got a minute 24 to think. We got a minute 24 seconds.
I'm not making this one. Because I can make excuses or arguments for a Kittle replacement, a Kittle sidekick. More dynamic number three.
People keep saying we need a safety. Don't we need a tight end too?
Well, I mean, if you believe that the Niners are not going to pay Huff, yeah. But people don't want to talk about that.
Theo Johnson is not going to be that blocking tight end. He's not going to give you, like, I like Theo Johnson as offensive production, but I feel like we got Braden Willis for that. I think we need that combo.
But we also got that other kid. We just picked up that kid from Denver.
Yeah. All right. Let's go tight end later. I think I'm going to go Tyke Smith here, bro.
Ooh, okay.
I think I'm going to go Tyke Smith here.
Hey, the secondary, we got it. Hey, man, in my opinion, I've been saying this a lot off camera, but I'm going to tell you to you live on camera. This isn't about the regular season. I could care less how we perform in the regular season. This isn't about the playoffs. This is about the fourth quarter against the Chiefs and how we close the game out. Boom. Everything other than that is irrelevant. I don't care if we go 12-5, 13-4, whatever you want to do. I don't care what the stats are. This is about how do we beat the Chiefs in the fourth quarter. And there you go.
Okay, there it is. With the 118th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select safety Tyke Smith out of Georgia. His coverage grade is through the roof. And look at what Jacob – didn't I tell you Jacob Collins?
Just went to the Cincinnati Bengals because Higgins just requested a trade and their best edge rusher just
done. Requested a trade. I'm done.
I'm super done.
All right, man, you are on the board. You 5 minutes goes. You're at pick 132. Where you looking, bro?
Okay, Bortolini has stared me in the face.
He's one of my top five centers. Yes, sir.
I like Brendel, but Brendel can be upgraded. Scroll down just a little bit. Let me see the next three or four. Just in case I'm not missing anybody. Muhammad. Oh, but we already got an edge rusher earlier. Yeah, give me Bortolini, man. I'm not overthinking this.
All right, man. The pick is in. We ain't got to wait. We ain't got to wait the whole 5 minutes. Nah. The pick is in. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
With the 132nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select center Tanner Bortolini out of Wisconsin. I like that.
I like McGee's game as a linebacker. We do need to address the linebacker.
That's why I hit him with the damn it, bro. That's why I hit him with the damn it.
But the Niners need to upgrade center, and the Niners have been at their best when they have a high elite center. So I like Tanner there.
When I tell you I hit the D word, is because Jordan McGee was going to be my next pick. But I have a sleeper linebacker, a couple of them, Edlefuan Olufosio, and Nathaniel Watson out of Mississippi. So we'll see if we can get one of those guys a little bit later.
Look who went just after my pick. Jordan McGee went to
That's why I said, damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, Jordan McGee was the only guy I would have considered there. I like Jordan McGee, but yeah.
Now, I don't know if we address corner yet. So I got to scroll back up because they don't give you a list.
It doesn't give you a list of the players you've already
taken?
So
we got Johnny Newton. We got a defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm. You got Jordan Morgan.
We got Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle.
And then I took
You took Marshawn Neely in the edge.
Okay, edge, and then you took a safety. So we haven't addressed offensive weapons yet.
Okay, so I'm going to go look at these cornerbacks. It'd be too early at 135. I don't like Jarvis Brownlee Jr.
Yeah, I've heard of Wade, but I don't know enough about him to make
not a huge fan of him either.
DeCamrion Richardson. Really fast.
DJ James. Those are some kids that I like. But my sleeper really is like, right here.
He's already off the board. The kid from Florida State. Starts with a J. Jaron.
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, he's way
He'd be a good nickelback, too.
He's another guy I'm a big fan of.
I'm going to wait on corner because my sleeper pick is there still, and he's later down there. But Theo Johnson is staring me in the face. I said we need to go ahead and get a tight end, so I'm not going to sit here and prolong this. It's between Theo and Jaheim Bell.
Bell, I really like Bell.
I know.
He could play. He could play fullback in a pinch. He could play wide receiver. I'm surprised he made it this far.
6'3" versus 6'6"
I would probably go see. We already have a Braden Willis type, so if I'm
that's why I would go
right now. Yeah, I'm thinking Theo Johnson.
That's why I'm going Theo Johnson.
The less athletic and the more dominant in the run
game. In the run game, and there we go. So that's the pick right there. All right, man. With the 135th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select tight end Theo Johnson out of Penn State, baby.
Yes, sir.
I like Bell, but I don't think he's not a good blocker, but they will be able to use him as a weapon. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like we still got Braylon Willis. I want to see what he can do as a weapon.
I want to see what he could do as well. I'm not writing him off. I know a lot of people have already written him and Latu off, but I think in the right scheme and in some certain packages, he could be a little – he could play some of that Debo role, man. He could take some of those sweeps or just catch some quick passes, you know. I don't think he's a dynamic route runner. I haven't seen anything that says that he's a great route runner. But outside of that, we drafted him. Might as well use him.
All right, listen, bro. You got the fifth round special. This is where the draft is made for the 49ers. I mean, Adam Peters isn't here, but you have to be Adam Peters on today, bro. Because
you want to know something nuts. I'm staring at Jordan Travis right now, and I'm itching.
I scratch away. You don't have to explain it to me, but you got to explain it to them.
I'm not saying he should replace Brock Purdy, but man,
break
for him literally.
Literally, God bless him. Pun intended. Here's my thing, right? Let me just give you this because we are on the clock.
Yeah,
Jordan Travis. If the Niners drafted Jordan Travis, I think immediately. Like, depending on how, you know, he is recovering from the injury, I think he's pretty good to go. Hopefully he'll be good to go. I think he would bring competition with the other two quarterbacks next to Brock. And I think there will be something that Kyle Shanahan likes to where he would be that third quarterback that they keep and let the other ones go. You can put Brandon Allen on the practice squad. Nobody wants him. And then Josh Dobbs.
Still on the team?
Yeah, he is, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But my point is, you get a guy like Jordan Travis. My other brother, Mike, he would take Jordan Travis in a heartbeat. And here's the thing. When it comes to next year's contract situation with Brock Purdy, if there's something you see in Jordan Travis, it could create some crazy quarterback ripple controversy in San Francisco. Again, it's like it'll never stop.
I was just going to say, if you take a Jordan Travis type who's got some of the same measurables as, let's say, I don't want to say his name and start a riot, but Trey Lance,
he can't run the ball.
Yeah. You're going to get some fans who want to see this kid because he brings things to the table that Brock Purdy can't. I mean, Brock Purdy's got one of the best minds as a quarterback.
Correct.
Quick processing, all of that. But Jordan Travis, I'm a Florida State fan. I watched this kid go undefeated and then break his leg in the last game. This kid can get it done. He can throw the ball down the field. Is he the best? Is he polished? No. But right now, this kid would go into preseason. He would light up preseason, and you know how Niner fans are. He would be one of those guys where the Niner fans are like, yo, I want to see this kid play in real life and when the bullets are real. In real regular season games, because he is 6'5", I think, and he does run a 4.5, I believe.
He's 6'1". They got him short here.
same height as
Brock.
Okay, so so maybe on TV he just appears a lot bigger. But so scroll down a little bit. We still haven't addressed linebacker.
I know we haven't, but can I just throw this one name at you? Because he's staring at me on the board. Yeah, I know it's not my pick. It's your pick.
Yeah.
Javon Foster would be the heir to Trent Williams' left tackle position.
I'm not a big steal. I know some of the other Ohio State linebackers. I don't know Steel Chambers' game well enough to be.
Yeah, I definitely. I don't either.
I have heard Javon Foster's name, and not only do we need to replace Colton McKivitz potentially, but Trent Williams said he might play another 2 years, maybe three. So if you're going to say that Javon Foster could be the heir apparent to him and he can sit and no one's going to trip out that he's not playing day one, hit the button, man. Give me Javon Foster.
And the reason why I think this would be a great value pick for the Niners is because they addressed the tackle again.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they ran Missouri. Mm-hmm. Runs again. I've been studying to teams that run outside zone.
Yeah,
this is what he does best. He's getting out there on the block, kicking, firing, and putting people into the dirt. I think we call those pancakes. Yeah. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine him learning under the tutelage of a Trent. I know we still probably need other positions, but technically, I think we've addressed just about everything except for linebacker. So I wouldn't be mad if you doubled up at tackle in the fifth round here, especially if you get a prospect like him.
There's two linebackers late that I really, really like. And so, I don't think they're off the board yet, but if they come up, I would like to talk about.
Pete, you asked a really good question, Pete. He asked, can Foster play guard first year? I'm not sure if they'll kick him into guard. I mean, he's really built like the tackle, but that's when you drafted Jordan Morgan in the first round, and that would be the one that I would try to kick in to play guard. Because right. I think he would thrive at the guard position. His footwork, his ability, he'll be able to get out and pull. And no, he doesn't have guards. None of these guys have guard snaps in college, the ones that we're talking about. But right. I think you'll get more success kicking Jordan Morgan inside and playing that left guard. Kind of resembles kind of like what Lakin Tomlinson did with the 49ers. With Trent Williams. Just Trent being here will enable these guys to do some things. I think these are way better prospects than some of the guys we already have on our roster. And if you could get Javon Foster in the fifth round, that might be a steal.
Yeah, and especially if, like you said, Banks prices himself out, you could potentially put Morgan in at left guard.
There you go.
And then you might wake up one day and Javon Foster and Morgan might be playing side by side on the left side.
And that's what it's about, the future. You got to believe in the children are our future. That's what it comes down to. So, Pete, I hope that answered your question. So I'm going to go ahead, and you said go ahead, the pick is in.
Pick is in. Give me Javon Foster, man.
I didn't mean to talk him off of his pick, but I seen him there. so just with the 176th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select tackle Javon Foster out of the Mizzou. We got us a Mizzou kid. I like it. So feel free to talk me off the block too once we get to that 212th pick.
You didn't talk me off the block. I honestly looked at that board, and outside of Jordan Travis, I wasn't really familiar. So the fact that you jumped in and saved me, I was just going to take need. I might have taken Steel Chambers just for the need. Not because I know who he is, so thank you for saving me.
Oh, man, this is what we're here for, man. You know what's funny? I guarantee you, we're nice to one another. Can you imagine being in the 49ers war room when every position coach is right? Everybody wants their player. They're going at it. Like, you know, they're going at it. I wanted to send a shout out to Michael Wally. He says, hello, everyone. Just checking in. A newcomer to the show. I don't know why I thought the word said corner. I was like, oh, we got a cornerback here. Newcomer to the show. Just finished watching Mr. Lombardi's live cast. Mike, man, I appreciate you, man. You get the foghorn. First time in here, man. Feel free to subscribe to the channel, man. Hit that like button, too, while you're here. Appreciate you, bro. All right. So, this sixth round, it's running back time. We found an Elijah Mitchell in the sixth round. I think we can find another running back in the sixth round. I like Dylan Johnson out of Washington. He's staring me in the face. I like Jace McClellan out of Alabama. He's staring me in the face. If people said that they didn't like Roger Rosengarten because he had his worst game against Michigan, I just want to remind everybody that Michigan had the goon squad or the monstars of defensive line in college football. I mean, they beat up on literally just about every offensive line in college football. So I that's kind of hard to use that as the factor, but he played well all season long. You get to Michigan defensive line. Trust me, I'm a Michigan fan. Them dudes was teeing off, and it wasn't the starters. It was the rotational guys. Like they just had a piece for a piece, and that's why they stayed so well, because they were fresh. They were always fresh. So I'm not sticking up for Roger Rosengarten. I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, why a lot of tackles and guards probably struggled against Michigan. It was that rotation was sick. It was, you know what it reminded me of? Remember them Giants defensive lines that beat the Patriots, and they just had guys coming in off the bench? You were like, who the fuck is that? Like that sack. Brady didn't know who was coming at him. That's how Michigan defensive line was. All right, so I'm thinking running back here, and we addressed the safety position. I didn't get my corner, so can I get my corner back here if he's still available? People aren't talking about this kid much, and I'm confused why Elijah Jones out of Boston College isn't getting the fanfare that he should get. This kid is a lockdown corner on the outside, and I'm glad he's available and he's ranked 225, because I'm hoping he goes under the radar. And if the Niners are looking at the draft the way we're looking at the draft, I think he's 6'2", 6'2", 184. Like, he's a little bit taller than what the Niners. He's only 1'8", like six. Niners like those 6 feet to 6'2". Anything above that, they kind of stay away from those bigger defensive backs, because I guess they don't feel like they're fluid enough to get their hips turned around and whatever. I'm going to reach here. I'm going to go ahead and get Elijah Jones, and then make you make that crazy running back, whatever pick, linebacker pick.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm going to draft Elijah Jones. He's available with the 211th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The San Francisco 49ers select cornerback Elijah Jones out of Boston College. Out of Boston College. All right, man, you are on the clock. What a quick time. You are on the clock. Dog, Wilfredo. Hold on, Wilfredo. I got you. Straight up dog. Straight up dog. All right, you're on the clock, Mike. Where are you trying to go?
Have we taken a receiver yet?
Oh.
We haven't taken any offense outside of it. We've only taken a tight end.
Oh, my goodness. We got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, James Williams staring me in the face.
Let's go to the receivers, too.
Quick, Casey.
We didn't take a receiver. We didn't go receiver. That's okay. We got Brandon Ayuk still.
That's all right. I don't know any of the rest of these kids, so I'm not even going to play with that. Let's see the running backs.
Far as receivers, though, they did meet with Bud Means. Leatrick Griffin would be a good returner. As far as him making it a receiver, I doubt it. Joshua Cephas would be a sleeper for me, who you can use in lineup in the slot. He's pretty good. Good blocking. 6'3", 185. That would be a nice outside guy as well. So these are some of the guys you can get and try to develop in the sixth round. I would get the receiver here now and look for a linebacker later. But let's go check out the linebackers to see if there are guys available. And I see him staring me right in the face. I see my guy staring me in the face.
I don't see my guy. I think scroll down a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. My guy is Aaron Casey is one of mine.
Tell me about Aaron. I'm not too familiar or fond with him.
Okay. If I remember him correctly, he not only did he play middle linebacker, but he also played edge.
Okay.
And he great motor. I hate saying he reminds me of this guy, but he has a little Aziz to him. He's not as violent as Greenlaw, but he's just everywhere. So Aaron Casey is a guy, and then the kid Tatum Bethune from Florida State would be another guy I would like. Niners did meet with him a couple days ago or a week ago possibly. But Aaron Casey is a little too low to draft here. We're in the sixth round, and I would say it looks like the best available player on the board is the kid from Alabama or even Dylan Johnson. The Niners like those Niners like those Mostert types. Which one of those guys is more of a Mostert type?
Yeah, man. As far as speed, this is why they're probably late. So they don't have the speed. So you're not most of the speed, but you know, when you're looking at this kid, I mean, he's pretty good on the outside zone. He's good running between the tackles. That's where you're gonna probably want to use him. He's 6 feet, 218. But he just doesn't have the super duper fast speed, man.
He sounds like a what's that kid? He sounds like a TDP type. We don't need any more of those.
There you go. And so McClellan, I like McClellan. He balled out against Michigan in the bowl game. He's the only reason why Alabama was in the game. So if you want to base it, but he did deal with injuries last year as well. That's why he's probably so low. So I mean, it's totally up to you.
You know what? If you scroll back up, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a Joe Milton fan.
I'm a Joe Milton fan too.
I know everybody says all he could do is throw 80-yard bombs and that's it, and he's not accurate. And I know he's been dumped on. I'm taking Joe Milton here. I don't know enough about any of those running backs. Give me Joe Milton
here. I'm not even announcing that joint. Joe Milton to the Niners. You want to talk about a cannon? Cannon. That kid got a cannon. He get the ball down the field. He's not super accurate on the intermediate routes, the short throws. But, I mean, he's tall, and that could be processed. He would be learning underneath Brian Greasy, so that would be good for him.
If you could get anything out of him and trade him in 2 or 3 years, that would be the ideal reason to take him. But he's just, like I said, I haven't seen an arm like his since maybe Jamarcus Russell. But, please take a kicker.
I'm definitely not taking a kicker. I will tell you this. Kidding. The Niners didn't draft a wide receiver, and it's okay. It's okay. Because go sign me Tariq Owens, undrafted free agent. I'll take him.
Austin Reed. I hate to cut you off. Austin Reed is another kid.
Well, that's why I thought you would have waited on the Joe Milton. I would have went with Austin Reed here.
I really like Austin Reed.
But I'm going to look to see if there's a running back. I like Kendall Milton out of Georgia, but again, slow 40, 4.6, like 4.61, 4.67.
Yeah.
That's slow for a running back. And oh my God, who took Frank Gore Jr.? Freaking Dallas.
Right? Dallas did? Oh.
Yeah. Dallas took him.
Hey, what a bunch of haters.
So I got to go best player available here, which is the kicker, and I'm not going to do that. We already addressed our quarterback. We got us a center and Tanner Bordellini. Yeah. I don't want to get three tackles, but I do like Delmar Glaze.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's this far down.
We haven't taken a linebacker either.
We also have – oh, they're gone, though.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Dallas Grant is there. Your boy Aaron Casey's there.
I mean, he's 306. He's probably going to be either a late seventh or an undrafted free agent. I'm a big Aaron Casey fan, bro. His tape. But if you think Dallas Grant see, here's the other thing. Speaking of linebackers, if you go back and watch D. Winters, the guy we took last year,
yeah,
go back and watch his college tape, that guy was everywhere. Where if we can get 80% of that version of him this year, we won't need one of these linebackers. But if that's on the table, this Aaron Casey kid, bro, I'm telling you, if you go watch this, you don't have to draft him, but go watch this guy. This kid played middle linebacker and edge rusher in the same game.
I agree. It's going to be tough. I want to go best player available. But
like you said, look at the best. You have to go all the way down. Like, it's like pick your poison.
I wouldn't mind taking guard out of Texas A&M, and they've had a top visit with him. And I know he's going to be a work in progress. I mean, he's a seventh round pick. But I wouldn't mind taking Laydon Robinson here. We already addressed the edge. I'm surprised Omar Brown fell that deep. He's not bad out of Nebraska. Again, Josh Wallace fell way down. He's a good cover corner. Marcellus Dial fell way down. Like, a lot of people fell on this board.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Last pick, I think I'm going to go guard. I'm going to go ahead and get him. and we call it a day.
Yeah, you don't want to go too far down because you could probably pick a lot of these guys up in undrafted free agency. So
I agree. But Laydon Robinson is going to be the pick for the 49ers. We're going to get a guard right here. And now we got some offensive line help, I think, for the future as well. This is a solid draft, bro. We made a trade. We got an A on that first trade. We got an A plus on the Jordan Morgan pick because you got him where you're supposed to get him. Marshawn Nealon, Tyke Smith, Tanner Bordellini. This is a solid draft, bro. Look at the
B. That got a C.
Two.
Was your safety, but that was a little bit of a reach, but it's a need. And then, I'm okay with, like you said, we took two tackles, a guard, and a center. That's the future right there, bro.
That's the future right there.
That's the future right there. You are trying to – you got to find the best five players to protect Brock Purdy because you have to pay him next year. And if you're going to ride with him for the next 10 years – and I'm not saying there aren't going to be other quarterbacks that come out that aren't going to be better than him potentially. But if you're going to ride with him, you have to address that front line today.
I agree.
Or the future. Because if you don't, not necessarily today on this pick, but you know what I mean. So, yeah, man, I think we could have taken some sexier picks. I'm sure there's some names out there that people would have liked, quote unquote, better. And maybe a higher wide receiver, but we're already loaded on the offense, and we kept Brandon Ayuk in this draft. So keeping him and all the weapons we have and how well the Niners do in free agency, undrafted free agency. And if you look out there, if they do want to get one more receiver, there's still big name receivers out there. I'm not saying OBJ is going to be a guy that comes in, but he's still available.
Tyler Boyd is a guy they might bring
Tyler
in.
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfrow. These guys in the same vein as you said, one of those slot receivers that are just annoying. I don't think Trent Taylor, as much as I loved him when he first got here, I don't think he's going to see the ball on offense, but he definitely raises the floor for the punt returners. This is all about, now that you've identified your franchise guy, this is all about protecting him. Look at Cincinnati. As soon as they got Joe Burrows, they went out and bought a bunch of really good offensive linemen.
Bingo.
Look at Kansas City. Same thing. I think it was after Patrick Mahomes' first season, they gutted their entire line. All five guys were gone, and they revamped them. They drafted Creed Humphreys, and the rest is history. Now they're shooting for three straight Super Bowls. I'm sorry to bring that up.
Don't remind me.
If you look at these teams, even though they're not the Niners, they're identifying their franchise quarterback, and then they're immediately protecting them. So if we have already done that, if that's what John and Kyle feel, then we need to immediately protect this kid. And I think we did that just right now on this draft.
I agree with you in that mock draft, and I'll recap it real quick. But you said something super important, and it's funny because I feel like the Niners built their team, right? And now they found their quarterback, and now it's time to protect the quarterback. And I think that's what this draft is going to be all about, like you just said. I couldn't have said that any better, bro. That was spot on, man. That was spot on. We got a couple of questions and comments in the chat we'll get to before we jump up out of here. And guys, tonight, 8 p.m., we'll be back here live streaming for the draft, man. We're going to have a blast, eat food, yell, scream, kick, cuss, whatever. We're just going to have a good old time. I can tell you that right now. So make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, join to the channel. Also, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the BAM Show with Mike Andrews from Nothing But Niners will be live as well. And we'll be answering all you guys' questions about the draft, what the Niners should do, what are we going to do, whatever you guys have, bring it to us. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back. Mimi says, "Nah, we need Travis. I'm a biased FSU fan." Hey,
I agree, man. I'm an FSU fan too. So shout out to her. I've had conversations with her before about FSU. I'm a huge Jordan Travis fan. I just don't know if taking him right there would have caused too much controversy in Niner Town, especially with the fans. But I'm a huge Jordan Travis fan, so I definitely agree with her.
Yeah, I agree 1,400%, man. You guys, look, I think Jordan Travis would be an excellent prospect within this system. Again, he's coming off the injury, but that's what makes it even more cool, because now Kyle has time. Brian Griese will have time to work. You'll get his mind. You get his athleticism, right? And so, like, that's what I like about the kid. And he can make good throws down the field. He has to work on throwing on the run, but that's workable, right? Like, that's something you could work on. Matthias Anaya, I hope I said that right, says, where does Jeremiah Trotter Jr. go? This is one of my top five linebackers in the draft. Which round? I think he's going to go in the third round, second to third round. If somebody likes his motor, he's a little undersized, but if people love his motor, I mean, he has the pedigree. His father played in NFL for several years. He definitely has the pedigree, but this kid has an undeniable motor, and he lives in the freaking backfield, and he can cover, right? And so, like, Jeremiah Trotter, depending on if teams want certain players, but their big boards look like, I got him going in round three, though. So to answer your question, I got him going in round three for sure. let's see if there's anything else. Again, shout out to my man, Michael. Michael Walla, thanks for tuning in, man. We truly appreciate it. You did have something that I wanted to address. I'm just trying to find, did I save it? I've tried to do this all the time. He asked about, how you feeling about a third or fourth round pick on Zach Zinner, Michigan guard, need a replacement. So that's a good question. Do you know anything about Zach Zinner from Michigan, Mike?
I have taken him in mocks that I've done just privately. I don't know a lot about him. I don't know a lot. I know you're a Michigan fan, so I know you're going to err on the side of Michigan. So I don't.
My bias will show up for sure.
I don't take your advice on Michigan fans.
I understand.
You're biased.
I understand. I understand.
Zach Zinter, I haven't watched enough tape to make a educated guess on where he's going to go, but I know a lot of people like him, and I know he's a highly rated guard. If he's there in, let's say, the third round, I think is where most mock drafts have him. I think I've seen him in a few going lower in the second. If he can step in day one and challenge or even be the heir apparent to John Feliciano, who's year to year, or potentially play left guard. Is he a left guard or a right guard?
He plays on the right side.
So if he can maybe learn under Feliciano and then step in and be the guard for the next 4 or 5 years, I'm okay with that. Again, I haven't watched enough tape to tell you what I like and what I don't like about him, but I know he's highly touted and he's going to be a solid third or fourth round pick. And I've seen people say that he's a potential starter. So I would not mind that pick at all.
One bit. Yeah, if it wasn't for the injury, man, which was sad, it just came at the worst opportune time. I definitely don't wish injuries upon anybody in their life. Right. I don't care if you don't play football or not. Just don't get injured. It sucks. But, yeah, it was tough. The one thing I do know with him on that football field, he's a leader. I'll just put that out there. As far as his play, you will run the hell out of the ball to that side. I could tell you that right now. If you watch Michigan in 2000, the last 3 years, they've ran the ball very well. As Blake Corum, they've ran the ball very well, and it's mainly because of these guards that they had like together. They were just such a great unit. I think if it wasn't for the NGB second round pick easily, but because of the injury, he'll probably get pushed down late third round. You're hoping he's there. He may be there in the fourth, but we draft so late. Like, that's the gamble. Like, we don't draft to the end of every round. I mean, that's because we were good. That's a good thing, right? We finished last, second to last. So that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Father, son, players. I got to give you the fall for it, man. He became a member of the channel, man. Ah, man, I salute you and appreciate you. Thank you for becoming a member of the Breezy Bunch crew. They are going to take care of you. I promise you that. You will have good old times with the crew, man. So thank you so much for becoming a member of the channel. Mike, what are you doing for the draft before we jump off here?
Nothing crazy. Probably go to one of these hotels and watch it on a big screen. Bring my draft guide. So yeah, I'm excited, man. Or probably today for the first round, just for all the pomp and circumstance, and then probably just keep it local, stay home, avoid the crowds, and just watch the picks as they come. And
I can't wait to see your reaction on that.
See all the reactions on Twitter. Every single pick is going to be, no, that wasn't the one. Damn it.
Here's the cool thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's the cool thing. We won't be drafting a punter or a kicker.
Allegedly.
Damn. I thought you would have been like, no. Damn. If we,
I'm gonna ask a Niner fan question. How many years does Mitch Wisnowski have on his contract? He's been here a minute.
Guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Wayne Breezy Show. Mike Finn, special guest. Thank you so much. We are out of here. Y'all stay up, stay faithful. See you at 4 p.m. for the BAM show. We out.
I be sipping gold bar whiskey on the rocks, and a 24-karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trip Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop. We be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the filter in the bleachers. You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the phone.